In the years before the Civil War, many people stood up for the cause of freedom and equality. Some of those who showed the most bravery were former slaves. Today's feature tells their story and is next on The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Mark Bond helps oversee the old Zurcher Hotel in Christiana, Pennsylvania. In the years leading up to the Civil War, this was a stop on the Underground Railroad.
Because we're so close to the South, we're only about 30 or so miles from the border, you had a lot of fugitive slaves coming up to freedom into this area and then choosing to settle here. Some of them would actually help as station masters and so forth with other fugitive slaves.
The old hotel is about 30 miles north of the Maryland border. But slaves were not free by simply crossing into Pennsylvania. The Fugitive Slave Law stated that their owners could capture their slaves even if they escaped into free states. This Quaker community provided safety, though.
In a lot of cases, they weren't necessarily hiding here. They were getting help from a lot of the Quaker farmers. Some of them worked as day laborers. Some of them had a little bit of property of their own that they would farm, and that was how they would make a living.
One of the fugitive slaves who made his home here was William Parker.
Parker was a gentleman who was born a slave himself, and once he made the decision to flee, he made it very clear he would never be taken back alive into slavery and that he would help anybody else fleeing slavery. And he was a very big physically. We don't have pictures, but we know from descriptions he was a really big, physical, strong guy.
Parker risked his own life to help others who were fleeing northward, often as far as Canada, to avoid U.S. laws that required their return. But in the late summer of 1850, one slave owner came here looking for escapees.
This was a slave owner named Edward Gorsuch. He was a northern slave owner, which, generally speaking, makes him somebody who treated his slaves a lot better than some of those further south in some cases.
Gorsuch came here to get his slaves returned, but there would be a showdown here at the Zurcher Hotel. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Christiana, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.